And how does family history influence all of that diagnostic acumen?
Right. So because this is a genetic disease, but in particular, what we call a recessive genetic disease, CF skips generations. So there are many patients who know nobody in their disease that had CF. It just pops up when the two right parents get together. But certainly having a history of CF in your family lets you know that the mutations are in that gene pool, and it's more likely.
Just for our listeners, explain recessive.
Great. So genetic diseases that are recessive means that you need two abnormal copies of that gene to have the disease. So with CF, about 1 in 25 or 1 in 30 Caucasians are carriers, and they have no symptoms whatsoever. So they carry one abnormal copy. But when two carriers get together and have a child,
mom and dad, has the affected gene.
Correct. And when they, by chance, pass on that affected copy of the gene to the child, which is a 1 in 4 chance, that child will have CF.
And as a consequence of that thought process, if there are four kids, the other three would be potentially just fine.
That's right. That's right. So there'd be a 2 in 4 chance of being a carrier and a 1 in 4 chance of not even being a carrier.
So at this point in time, the vast majority of patients in the United States are really discovered by newborn screening.
That's
and there
right.
are a whole host of other diseases that are now being discovered by newborn screening of a blood sample taken really in the labor and delivery.
That's exactly right. That little blood spot that comes from the heel is used to test for lots of diseases now, including CF.